Welcome, Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you.
Oh, before we get into superintendent, no, we did get that. Never mind. Sorry to interrupt.
All righty.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going through your list that we usually...
Yeah, we are.
Avoid? Okay.
Go ahead. It's yours. It's yours. 42 minutes.
And we'll try to be... Try to be shorter with our.
I think it was still 9:45, wasn't it? I have a shop talk at 10.
Oh, that's right. So you're good. Go. Sorry. Why are we talking about talking?
Boom, boom.
In your box last week or the week before, I put a 3 or 4 page letter on shop on supervisors' responsibilities and expectations for Road and Bridge. Wonder if I'd had any comments back on that, or if you have any comments. If I should wait to pass it out. Did everybody get a chance to read it? I have another copy if somebody needs it.
Well, you and I will make another copy.
I will, too.
I looked at it, but that's been a couple days ago. You came to my office when we talked about it, didn't
yes.
we? Yeah, so I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked over it, but...
Okay. Now that I see it, I don't remember any questions.
Get back to me if you do. I'd like to pass that out in the next few days. I have an appointment set up for Gary Morgan. He's not here today. Darla, the road that we talked about off of 248, I think it's in the hands of Bob, who was to write a legal agreement.
That's right.
Or some type of hold harmless. My concern with that job is this. The water's coming from the city of Branson going under a state highway and then coming onto an unincorporated area, which is a modular home park, typically for seniors. And it is doing damage on up from 1 to 3 parcels, one being the one that you and I looked at where she put a lot of money into a parking area and it washes it away. My concern in doing that is drainage, sometimes it's not something you fix the first time that you work on it. And depending on the intensity of the storm or the frequency of storms and the saturation of the ground, my fear is we go in there and do something and then they want to call us back because it didn't fix it completely.
If I can interrupt, I think when we discussed that with Bob writing the letter, that it was one of those one-time deals. We were going to make a note that this happened. Mm-hmm. And there's a high question that it really wasn't the sewer's problem. And if you allow us to give us a hold harmless agreement, you're also saying that if this doesn't fix it, you're going to look to somebody else because we got water coming from another entity.
Right.
That's been changed and blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying it very well, but I hope you know what
right.
I'm saying.
I think my argument, I don't know that it ever got expressed the way that it should have been last time, but you're bringing forward my argument again doing it. The fact that we have sewer territorial agreements with the city of Branson, we have other agreements with Branson, is there not a reason if this responsibility, which lays up in the county, but is caused by the city of Branson, why can't we share, if we're going to do anything, why can't we share the responsibility with the city for the problem being fixed, the cost?
Let me try to answer that question, good question, with a question to Frank. We're talking, can you give us an idea of cost? We're talking the cost of a culvert, cutting the road and putting it in. Is that right?
Yes. We're talking probably 3 sections of culvert. We talked about getting rid of the 2 90-degree angles and doing 1 culvert, so that's probably about 60 feet. That's 3 sections. It's about $800 in materials and then putting the road back together.
Okay, Frank, here's where I'm going. I understand that part of the cost, and we had that some discussion about that before. What happens on downstream. When we, now we have a diversion of water that is caused from 90 degree angles and cutting a road out and everything and funnel back. And when we shoot a straight culvert across the road and go down, is there any...
There's a natural drainage path that it ends up in anyways.
Okay. So there's nothing that you could see that would end up at, like, the next road down or the next culvert's down or the next street that's going to be affected?
My biggest concern is we go in there and we're not 100% effective and we get a larger storm than we're anticipating and then they say...
We caused it worse.
Yeah. And it ends up down at... where you go in behind the Pepsi plant. Mm-hmm. And we had, during one storm last year, we had a big problem there with a washout on Soji, right below Soji's place.
It took the road out.
It took the road completely out. So those kind of issues, along with the city of Branson's, even though it's a small amount, I think that if we're going to have... intergovernmental agreements that they're going to really enforce when it comes to sewer and things like that, then I think that there should also be something that, because they'll take that in one of these days.
I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to make a motion that we direct Frank to do the what we just talked about, the angle culvert, to get Bob to get the agreement written up where it says this is what I rattled before, and also I'll go or ask Frank to go or whoever to go to the sewer board and ask them if they would like to contribute the cost of the culvert or whatever they want to do to share, because
it's not a county road, is it?
It's not a county road.
Yeah. So
there's huge question that it's anything that the sewer project caused, and it was one of those areas that it was a problem when it happened, before it happened, and so I'm that's my motion. I've talked to David Miller two different times. He has gone back and looked at the stormwater plan on the project that has caused the problem, and he said it's according to plan for the cost.
I'll make sure, sir. So the county didn't do anything wrong, and we're here to pick up the tab.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not going to second that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I will call the lady and Mr. Delmeter, if that's where we're going to leave it. I don't want to cut off the conversation too quick.
Well, I don't see where City I don't know why City of Branson's not taking any responsibility. I mean, they're the closest one to cause the problem. And the second closest is the state when they redid the road of 248. Is that correct? They messed with that. So the two entities that did the most work that caused the problem are saying, we're not going to do anything.
No. Did you mention the sewer department?
No.
You mentioned the city.
City of Branson and the state, who messed with 248.
The state's not the problem. The state has a culvert that goes underneath.
But they just did rework. Did they do
all
anything?
They did was work on the shoulder, and they left some straw there. But that didn't have anything to do with this problem. That problem was there long before they did that.
Yeah, there was a report that the state increased the size of the culvert that went under the ground, under the road there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They would have. They cut the road, or they line boarded. I didn't see that.
This may have been before the overlay.
Well, it was torn up for a while.
Well, I've worked on this, and I'm not frustrated at all. I promise you. But if y'all guys don't want to do anything, say so, and I'm outvoted, and these folks can work with the city of Branson and the state.
Here's where I'm at with this, and I get, I think it's a sensitive area when we start messing outside of county roads and the other entities that are involved without participation. That's the reason I brought it up even like I did. Even in small amount that it might seem, we didn't cause the problem, and we are the solution to the problem, which could become bigger. And so that's the reason that I'm going to vote no on the issue.
Okay, next issue.
Would you like me to, I think the stormwater calculations might be wrong up there, even though he said he's looked at them twice. There's a lot of square foot that they've covered that used to be pervious surface that's now impervious. Would you like me to put the state and the city on notice in regards to that it's having a problem on a
letter?
Or should I advise Mr. Dell matter that we've discussed it, it was voted that it's really doesn't...
If you want to send them a letter, the state and the city, and put them on notice that somebody's caused a problem, and now they're coming to the county to fix a problem where we didn't do anything wrong, I don't see anything wrong with doing that.
I don't either.
But we haven't done that.
They have a planning and zoning department that has a responsibility just like ours does. And whenever they discuss
we're forgetting one thing as we continue to discuss this matter, and that is that the major part of the problem, from what I've heard, is the fact that the water makes two 90-degree turns at this road. And I don't see how you can say that's the state's problem, and I don't see how you can say that's the city of Branson's problem.
Because my opinion is they've increased
the volume,
capacity, right, and volume of water that goes there.
But the volume, if those two 90s weren't there, there's a pretty good chance
that's correct.
There would be no problem.
Right.
And so everybody's going to point their finger at the other people, and we're going to have a lady with her driveway washed out and her house. I mean, it's come right up to her door. And I've patiently brought this up time and time again, and I just say, if we're not going to do anything, say we're not going to do anything and not do anything.
Okay. Well,
that's just my opinion.
I'm going to bring, Chuck, I'm going to bring forward the fact that we talked about putting a culvert in at the gentleman's request that came to us that didn't even lay up on his property here a month or so ago. When we start down a gravelly, rough road of trying to fix problems that doesn't lay within county roads, we open a door that really we can't stop the complaints from coming in and the people saying, well, you did this for so-and-so, why don't you do it for me?
But I would remind you to put yourself in this lady's position that had no problem until the sewer department came through and put in a sewer.
When did we put the sewer in?
From her vision.
Bee Creek project time.
From her vision, she did not have a problem until the sewer project was put in.
Who was the engineer on Bee Creek?
But don't take me wrong. I'm not saying the sewer project was the problem. There's a number of little issues, and the 290s are the biggest part of the issues. And we have a citizen sitting here that's got three or four entities involved, and nobody's going to do nothing is what's going to happen. And I've talked to David Miller twice. I believe he's done his best. He's looked at it, and the stormwater plan's been followed.
So
what's he going to do? He's going to go back to a developer and say, you followed the plan, but it isn't good enough. You're going to have to come back. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere. We've been talking about it for 6 months, I bet. And this lady.
So what did this? How did the sewer driveway impact the volume, the capacity of this water?
The sewer didn't change the contour of the lands. In the timing of the rain that happened last year, it was several people's assumption that because the sewer project went through there and basically denuded the area, there was no longer any grass or vegetation that would slow down and or absorb this water. The water accelerated through the sewer project and caused or created this problem.
And let me, excuse me for interrupting if I did, but let me remind you of Marsha Lay. Is at the end of this project, who we tried to help, And then another another property above Marshallet, the sewer department went to extensive, I'd be happy to drive you over there and show you, extensive work to keep their lot from washing away for what Frank just said. The property was denuded. Mm-hmm. The vegetation's gone.
Right.
And the water's coming down through faster. And it's affected all these projects. And those, anyway.
Has she went to the sewer department?
I went to the sewer department. I shared that with you guys.
I know, but has she went to the sewer department? Because Marshallet become before the commission, Marshallet went to the sewer department at least two or three times that I was present to discuss her situation. And I have the same concern for the citizens that you do, Chuck. But I also think about situations like the Trigger Creek situation that's on J Highway, where a school bus that carries 35 or 40 kids had to go to Omaha, Arkansas on 14 and come back through Arkansas to make the deal. So we step way out of bounds when we start getting off of county property.
What is your estimated cost of this?
$800 culvert and a day's work from the
equipment, manpower, and less than $1,000 worth of
and
material.
Have you had a conversation with Mr. Suti about this?
I met out there with Mr. Suti and Hooker, I believe, months ago, and they discussed partial payment.
Pursue that. See how much they're willing to pay.
Okay.
See how much who's willing
Suti.
To pay.
If the sewer caused the problem, then sewer needs to fix it.
John Hooker will sit or stand anywhere you want. I'm confident. That's what he said to me. And he'll say, the sewer didn't cause it. That's what he said to me. I've been out there with him. And I think I've shared that with you.
But we also did a repair on a manhole in the same modular home development where there was extreme washout in fear of losing the structure of that manhole due to the velocity of the water. That was because there was no erosion control measures at that point in time.
Right.
I think things have grown up now. I think there's grass there. I think there's vegetation. We're talking about an issue that's difficult for all parties involved, and whose responsibility is it really? That'd be hard to point out. But bottom line effect is there's a lady who's being severely impacted by water rushing towards her home, and I think it's a combination of city, state, and county that need to get together and come up with some type of agreement to fix it. Otherwise, nothing will get done.
Who put in the 90-degree tin horns?
Probably the developer of the...
That's what I'm saying.
At the time
at
that
private
it,
property.
At the time that it was built, it was probably sufficient for the drainage that was happening at that time. And then now there's been enormous construction above and beyond 248 that flows into this mobile home development.
Tributary, and the tributary that's going to have to be fixed at below the Pepsi plant. If there's massive water and it's already happened once, mm-hmm. probably have to happen again. And that is a county road.
My clear sense of direction is?
You have none.
Okay.
A letter.
To city and state?
Yep.
To the homeowners association? That
city and state. Carbon okay. Homeowners Association.
What's the letter going to say?
That they somehow they have done work upstream that has caused a problem.
I disagree with the letter, but if that's...
Okay, why would you disagree with the letter?
Because I'll say it again, you're going to find that the city says it's not their problem. How's it the state's problem? Because they put
it... Well, then how is it the county's problem?
Yeah. I've said this before, Jim. Everybody's going to say it's not our problem, and nobody's going to do anything, and that's what your letter's going to accomplish. Agreed to have Frank send the letter. I'm just saying I disagree that anything good's going to come out of it.
Okay, let's do nothing then. Next.
We have a meeting tonight, I believe, at 5 o'clock on Horizon Hills.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it at 5? I don't have an address to go to.
I don't either.
You don't either.
I can, okay. I've got a map. I can show you where it is.
I'd like to pull the file. I looked through the file at your office last week. It has a few more letters of correspondence that mine does not.
Okay.
So that we have the history file. I will bring the map of the affected properties, at least areas that we can talk about while we're there.
Do you have releases from those anymore?
No, that's what this is about, isn't it, Frank?
Yeah. But, I mean, I just wondered if anybody else would come forward, since because we've talked about this for 2 months also, right, or longer.
So maybe I could get an address from your office as to where we... Do we want to... Ride shared, or I'll just meet everybody there, or are you going, Mr. Strauss?
I'll meet you out there.
I'll meet you. If we get done quick, I got to run to an OCAC meeting in Springfield from there.
Okay. Hopefully we'll get done quick. Employee evaluations, which are due this March. These are the copies of what you sent me, Mr. Strauss.
I have a copy. I don't need a copy.
This is like an 8 or 10 page document. Which I think
that was a template. I just give you suggestions.
Which I think is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how the process went last year.
Okay.
This is what we used. The only part I didn't like about what we did with this last year, there's an area for notes off to the side. Those were not used. They were not filled out. So it was all a numerical system. And it wasn't really personalized enough for the person that we were evaluating. This document that we have here is one that's being used somewhere in the county. It's 8 or 10 pages.
I just created it.
You did a good job.
Yeah, no, I put the logo. Yeah, no, I just created it. So
it's a great. If I had an office of 5 or 10 people, this is probably exactly what I'd use. But to ask a supervisor to do that to 30 or 40 people on each side
once a year now.
When this was a problem for them.
Let me ask you something, Frank. If this is posted at the Barnes and there's a commissioner or commissioners go to that plus the road superintendent, gentlemen, here is what you're going to be evaluated on this next year. Now, it's best that you try to meet a 5 on all these categories. Now, if you're not interested in trying to work for the county or with the county on trying to reach these deals, I'd like to know something about it or some reason why you wouldn't want to do so. And that will improve productivity and everything else that is involved if this is posted at the Barnes and the employees look at it. And they don't have to be anything on the side. It just tells them what is expected of them. And that's where I went with what I was mentioning to you that Springfield has, that as their employees walk in and out of their office, that's what they have posted there, and it's in big letters of what's expected of a county employee.
I'm in the process of acquiring that. What it is, it's a mission statement for employees for the city of Springfield. This is basically how you become a model employee for the city of Springfield. And it's not a bad idea to have something like that or similar posted at each one of our barns that talks about what a model employee does. I still would like to go through the evaluation process this year, but I'd like to sit down with all the supervisors and actually fill one out and show them my interpretation of what a accurately filled out employee evaluation looks like.
Frank, I'm gonna say something to you, and I don't want you to take this wrong. But somebody's not getting the message. You make this presentation to us, and it has the right stuff on it. Now, when you have your shop talk, and you have your crew leaders and all those people involved there at that shop talk, this is not getting down to the other level, or it's not getting down to the next level or to the lowest level, mm-hmm, for some reason. I just don't understand that a person that's working for the county, and I know that you heard me say when Mr. Hershen and Mr. Pennell was here, and I was upset about a situation that took place, that those people didn't ask those questions whenever, and they didn't give those answers when they applied for the job. And so that's what I'm saying, is somewhere they lose focus after they come in and sign up with Dixie about what their job is. And somewhere down the line, and I, as I made mention yesterday, from us to you down the line, the message is not getting across. And I want to make sure that we make it a focus of this next year that every county employee, road and bridge and otherwise in this county, understands that they do work for the county and that they do have a responsibility to the citizens that pay, just like every elected official has to go through a four-year process to be evaluated. And those elected officials are scrutinized and evaluated a lot stronger than these sheets are. Right. So that's where I really would like to focus this next year on, so we don't have some things happen like we've had in the past.
We're out of time. It's 9:45.
Can I spit a few out just real quickly?
You've got the schedule. You're okay. Free as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. So I will move forward with the evaluations. I will post the item that you talked about from Springfield. It should be on its way to me. When we talked about a certain person getting a notification that they would need a CDL, also at the same time I took the notes that said letters to all others to have CDLs by March 15th. But I thought there was some discussion.
We were going to wait on that letter until we got the first letter done. That's how I remember the conversation. Mm-hmm.
I heard some question about whether we wanted that was necessary.
Right.
Yes.
Right. We're going to wait for the first step to take place, and then we'll do the
first one. We'll fix, and then that will bring up other questions as to do we make it mandatory? How do we make it mandatory?
Right.
Is it policy change? Things of that nature. We came up with November 18th minutes. We talked about road standards, and at the bottom it says commission discussed a possible need to add build to minimum defined road standards, even though it is declared as a private road as part of P&Z regulations. There was an issue with, maybe it was the airpark. They didn't want to build to county standards because they would be completely private. So this was November 18th, but it doesn't state in our road standard, it states the opposite. In our road standards, it says that private roads will not have to adhere to the county road standards. So in these minutes from the meeting of November 18, 2009, the commission discussed if private roads should be built to county road standards even though it's a private project. Commissioner Strahan said that the county superintendent sits on the P&Z board in order to keep an eye on roads that are being proposed as less than county standards. The commission discussed a possible need to add build to minimum defined road standards even though it's declared as a private road or part of P&Z as part of the P&Z regulations.
So what I'm hearing, we don't have it, except what's in the code, it's not certain.
That's correct, yeah.
And we need to work on that. Is that right?
I think
that's what we discussed it, but made no decision.
Right.
Yeah, didn't come to the end.
So I think I need to move forward with
something.
Okay. Last week, during the rain, I'm just informing you that 14 employees did elect to go home on a comp day, vacation day,
good,
or no pay day. And that also, after the last storm, we had some employees that would have had 12 to 14 hours each had they not gone home early prior to the end of the pay period. So we avoided well over 100 hours of overtime by getting through the event, using the manpower when it was needed, and then sending the people home on a Thursday or Friday. That was without pay because they'd already acquired their 40 hours. So I just wanted you to know that that's happened. The supervisor's not driving their trucks home has happened. So there's several things that... we've actually implemented since we talked about them, and they've worked, and I haven't heard too many complaints.
Frank, it wouldn't hurt anything if you would make a statement to the press here on Monday morning. We're fixing to have an ice event, a snow event. Okay. Hopefully not, but I mean it's forecast that there is no effect because of that upon county roads with the current staff.
Okay.
I think that's very important because I've had several phone calls of people wondering, is my road not going to be cleared because we've got less staff? No, we've made the adjustment. And so I think that the news media needs to put that in the paper so that they understand that Road and Bridge is going to be as effective as they were before. But it needs to be the question needs to be answered through the media. And if you want to put it in a press release whenever the event happens or whatever, I'm in favor of it myself.
So are you in agreement with what Danny's saying? We're going to have the same coverage, snow coverage?
We will cover all of the same areas. There may be some delays depending on the storm event.
Okay. But not related to anything budget-wise. If there's delays, it's right. Because of weather, not because of budget.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, great. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, because the people don't understand.
If we see it coming, to call a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what
you're
on that page?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what I talked about yesterday that John worked up for me. This is the savings that would be.
Okay.
I would think that was $10,000 or $12,000 off on the bottom line, but.
I would suggest, guys, that we shred this after we're done since it has names and stuff on it. So
I can do that.
I think a total figure somewhere else would be okay, but just do shred the, I see the names all the way through it.
Yeah.
So.
No problem.
Okay.
I can create the same document with the top line.
I don't need it.
The records are out there anyway if somebody wants to look
sure.
at it. Sure. Why we need to shred it.
Okay, we need to shred it.
This is Cotton Rock. This is the road with the 90-degree angles on it. You'll see a triangle, a visibility triangle or a sight triangle that we've acquired through right-of-way acquisition. There's about 3/4 mile of fence that needs to be built. The road averages about 20 feet wide most of the way. We have acquired 40 feet of right-of-way. Randy gave me an estimate yesterday. I have it right over there. But the total cost of the project will be about 12. Let me not guess at it. Well, that would have been right. $12,000 to $15,000. That does not include the ultimate chip seal that would go over it.
It's got to be done later anyway.
Sometime later.
Maintenance.
But these are the 90s that we got all the letters on. Side triangles will remove almost all of those hazards. And I think out of most of the dangerous things we've looked at in the county, this is one of the uglier.
Right. And
so you're going to do is first clear the trees. First thing, mm-hmm. And then put down some bays.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, is this the entrance or the exit over here? Does this come off the K?
Yes.
Okay. Gentlemen, what we tried
actually,
to explain...
The K comes is way up here.
Okay. What we tried to explain earlier is the fence rows, as you see in these 90s, the fence row may be right again the road over here on this side and where the easement is. We may be right along the edge of the easement on one side of it, as you can see here.
Right.
And then we may be all the way off. You can see over here, when you look down through the timber, you can see the fence row that's 40, 50 feet down on the corners. And so it's a very difficult situation, and it's in the sight distance because of the brush. That's the reason I recommended this one for a winter type brush removal, because there's going to be logs. I mean, there's trees in there this big around, you know.
And we're not messing with the entrance right now. We didn't get those. All we got is those three triangles.
The red line is the center line of the 40B.
Yeah.
How far off the road is
the entrance is way messed up, looks like.
Right.
Yeah, the whole road's all over.
So, are you asking for approval to move forward?
I was going to give you an update. You wanted a little more clarification on what cost would be.
Yeah.
Cost to do this without the ultimate chip seal next year is $12,000 to $15,000. Yeah. And includes about $5,000 worth of cost. Which is how we acquired the...
Is that how you, and that's how you acquired the easement?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I would have had a little bit of argument with the some of the landowners from the condition of the fence on that, because some of that fence wouldn't hold anything, wasn't there for any purpose.
Right.
But that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
If we are going to continue this on Tuesday mornings, then I'll adjust my shop talk.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We talked about it was just this Tuesday.
Okay.
Next week, February 1st, it starts on Mondays. I think it's on the calendar already.
Very well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right, what else do we need to cover?
We have you scheduled for 1 o'clock, Frank, for 1 hour on Monday the 1st. And I think it does reoccur every Monday. At 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And we have turned a situation, Chuck, I don't know whether you were informed of it this morning. There was a bill sent to the county from someone at the judicial facility. Yeah. This is back in administrative.
Address for Horizon Hills. Does anybody have that?
I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Anyway, they're taking care of that, and we're turning it over to the insurance company. It's something that we're not responsible for. But
evidently, someone cut their finger on a paper towel dispenser at the judicial facility,
and saw that report,
and demanded an ambulance be called. The elected official directed them to go to urgent care, which was real. It was a very tense situation, but I don't know what they did. But we now have a bill, and so Nikki presented it to Danny, and then I overheard, and I just said, talk to Tim Connell, because that's why we have insurance, to see if there's anything they would cover. So,
yeah.
So that's all I was saying.
Yeah, I just want to make you aware of it.
Yeah. Did you say, so where's it ending up? Or?
It'll end up with the insurance company directing us what to do.
Gotcha.
Okay, Tim Connell, I just got an email. Tim Connell.
Well, I don't think we want to discuss this in open session.
I'll just say, Tim Connell gave Dixie some direction.
Okay.
So Dixie's got it now.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
There's one other issue that we needed to take care of, and I didn't write it down. We were talking there a while ago, and I didn't write it down.
So. I'm working on the email. I'll send it to both you guys, and you guys can look at it. And
you know where Lonnie Brown's at?
Uh-uh.
This is the first entrance.
Okay.
And this is the second, and he's right here.
Okay, on the corner.
This is home, right there on the corner.
Okay.
This goes on back to the road that we're talking about. This is the second entrance.
I know which one you're talking about. On the corner. Okay.
Yep.
I show up a little late, there'll be cars there.
Yeah.
That's all we have, guys.
Okay.
Like I said, the support letter, the federal government moved back the appropriation deadline date. So... Barbara Bulley's going to have it rescheduled. Joanne Emerson asked for some specific wording to be in there. So, Barbara's rewriting the letters, what I was told from Jillian when she walked up here. So,
let me catch up. So, is this like the Rockaway? We're going to present it to Joanne and to Roy and to.
There's paperwork you file to basically requesting special appropriations. Yes, this is the cover letter to the project.
Okay.
And the cover letter is more than the cover letter. It's like a project summary with some specifics in it. And I think it also talks about all the. I don't know what the letter's going to say. I think it's going to talk about all the things we've talked about in the past. So.
Have we done or have we covered all the bases as far as our reps and senators as far as talking to them ahead of time?
Yes, there's been. I know that Ron has talked to Blunt's office and David Rouse has talked. We've talked to obviously the senator's office, McCaskill. I already talked to Stacy, and Stacy said, "Don't waste your time sending a letter because Kit Bond's not going to appropriate anything this year. He's not appropriating anything that is not going to be completed this year." But I guess the conversation was they're going to send a letter anyway. I think everyone has a heads up it's coming. So.
Okay.
McCaskill's also said she doesn't do earmarks, so just let you know.
That's really.
That's been her standard stance from the very beginning. Is that?
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
But yet, special appropriations come across her desk all the time. All right, that's all I got.
Okay, we'll recess, and I guess we'll do it. Unless something emergency comes up, we'll have anything tomorrow, right?
We're in Jeff City. I'm going to find out if anything got canceled.
I'm going to. My ride's going to facilitate me being here for a 9 o'clock rec meeting on overtime and everything, so I'm planning to be here. And I asked Nick or Jillian one to put it on in case you wanted to be here.
Okay, I can't be here because I didn't schedule it.
I'm actually going to, I've got meetings with Mr. Goodman at 9 a.m. in Jeff City tomorrow.
So you got a good early start.
I got an early start, 5:30.
Hello.
Don't envy you there. Okay, recess.
Yeah, go. Just a second.